Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. Yahweh is the Elohim of three black men who happens to be the so-called African Americans' foreparents, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the King of the universe, the Savior and Redeemer of Israel and the entire earth. So let everything that have breath praise the mighty Yahweh by saying hallelujah. And it is my pleasure to be on this broadcast, The True Word. My name is More Elkanah ben Israel. I am the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. And must I say, my people, we welcome you to this power-packed broadcast. Oh, yes. My people, we have a discussion, a subject matter that all of those that fear Yahweh and keep his commandments, all of them who cares about his words, you want to be part of what I'm going to be speaking of today. You don't want to miss out on this, because if you do, we're finished. And so today, I can't wait to get into this great subject. But of course, before we do, it's incumbent that we understand exactly what Yahweh has to say. But as I mentioned, before we get into this, let us hear a beautiful song. Let us hear a wonderful song, a song beyond the speaking of me explaining it. It's self-explanatory. And of course, the song is called Patient. Hallelujah.
his ear to me. He heard my cry and brought me out and saved my life today. He put a new song in my mouth to praise his holy name. He brought me out the miry clay and established my goal.
It is a blessing to be on the broadcast today. It's a blessing to even be in the land of the living today. Let everyone that have breath praise your maker today. by saying hallelujah, for it is an honor to be on this broadcast to speak of the great subject called the remnant. The remnant. Oh, my people, oh, how those that know Yahweh and fear him and keep his commandments, oh, how we all want to be part of the great remnant. And I say great remnant in that the magnitude of what it means to be the remnant. But the remnant, it actually means a few. A piece of a piece. For only a few of Yah's people will return back home. And because we don't know him, because we have listened to false prophets, because we have leaned to our own understanding, because we don't trust Yahweh, because we worship other gods, we have not taken the counsel of the true and living Elohim. And must I say, we're paying the price right now. Just look around our communities, and one could easily see just how few we are compared to where we used to be and the conditions that our people are in compared to where it used to be years ago. We had more love and care and honesty with one another when we were in chattel slavery than we do with one another today. Oh, yes, we're still slaves. But even in that time, or may I say even around 40 years ago and above, we seem to have more care and love and respect for one another than we do today. You might ask, well, I wonder really why it is, because some people have never heard this broadcast before and they never considered, although they have been mindful of seeing things in our community. But what we don't understand is Yahweh has only dealt with a few, blessed a few of us to be part of the blessed, to be saved, and to be protected by him, because of a special reason that he saves a few of us and that he watches over us. He watched over all of us, but he's only going to save a few. And that few is not going to trust in man. That few is not going to be simple till they believe every word someone teaches them. But they are going to look well to their going, because they know that the truth is rare and precious. And certainly, in the day that we live in today, the truth is mighty precious and sure enough rare. You can't get the truth just because someone says they have a house that they're serving Yah. Every place that says that they're serving and teaching about Yah and Yahweh, some of these places are really not places that are teaching the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And if you and me want to be part of this remnant, this piece of a piece of a piece of a piece, this small group of people that the Creator is going to bring back home, then we better whole truth precious. So in other words, let me show you what I mean. Because there's always been a time that there was only a few that sought Yahweh and a few that had understanding. For instance, let's go to the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, and we will see a glimpse and a little essence of just how precious the words of the Most High is, and how you don't, the truth is not everywhere. So you have to understand that. Because some people just go by the outer appearance. And that's what Yahweh told Samuel. He had to let Samuel know that Yahweh said that man look on the outer appearance, but Yahweh look it on the heart. So he's looking at something that we can't see. And in order for us to understand this, let's read 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, and the first verse. This is what it says. And the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. So in other words, the Creator will forsake us if we forsake him. He said, if you seek Yahweh, he will be found. He didn't say he might be, but if you're truly seeking what's right, especially in these last days, my people, we must understand that the Almighty has given us 400 years of a sentence to be in a land that is not ours. And Yahweh has been watching over us all these years to see how many of us are truly going to return and hearken back to his law. And I, in my years of talking to my brothers and sisters, I've learned that some of them, they ask me questions. And they ask me, they say, Brother Elkanah, well, let me ask you a question. What about my grandmama? What about my great-great-grandmama who didn't know the truth, who didn't know who she was or he was? What about them? What's going to happen to them because they are innocent? What about our ancestors that were pure slaves? They didn't know who they were. Well, my people, I'm here to tell you, Yahweh will never leave his people. Never. Never leave his people without something that they can relate to concerning who they are. Understand what I mean. Because our people don't realize just how precious the words of Yahweh is. But understand, truth has always been on the earth. Even a few. Only a few will return because only truly a few are going to be serious about keeping the law. But Yahweh gave us something that we could never have an excuse. And I'm going to show you that in just a minute. But we got to finish reading these verses where we would never have an excuse to be able to say that truly we didn't have the truth. But you have to understand, my people, the truth is precious. It's rare. And everyone that seeketh it with all their heart and sincerity, Yahweh will bless them to receive it. For Yahweh is with you while you be with him. That's what the scriptures say. And if you seek him, that's a big two-letter word. If you seek him, he said, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. So in other words, he's there. We got to seek him. He can be found. We just got to seek him. And we got to stick with Yahweh. We got to persevere. We got to be strong. And that's what the remnant's going to be. They got to be strong. They got to be like nobody else. They're going to be like no one else. They are like no one else. Because the remnant, part of the remnant, they're on earth right now. And Yahweh told us in the third verse, now for a long season, Israel had been without the true Elohim and without a teaching priest and without law. Wow. Isn't that something? For a long season, Yahweh said Israel has been without the true Elohim. Now, why? Why would these scriptures even say that we had been without the true and living Elohim? Well, could it be that we had forsaken him? Could it be that our fathers forsook Yahweh to serve the gods of their own oppressors, as our people are doing this very day? Could that be the reason? Yes, it is. That's why when we forsake him, he means what he say. He said he will forsake us. So let me tell you something. There has been generations where Yahweh, we was out. We was without the true Elohim because we abandoned him, because we forsook him. So in the generations of certain of our people that lived on earth, this is nothing. There's nothing new under the sun. So if we forsake Yahweh, he will forsake us. We can see that. But Yah said, and even if it's a few, he said he'll be with you when you're with him. Because there's always going to be a few of us that's going to be with Yahweh, no matter what. No matter through death, the threat of death, such as Daniel, such as Hananiah, Masharel, and Azariah. They weren't afraid. When it was brought to their attention that they had to bow and kneel to the image, they didn't do it. They said that we're not even careful to answer you, sir, in this manner. We're not even got to think or meditate on this. Our Elohim that we serve, he is able to save us. But be it known, we will not bow. So understand, my people, that there's going to always be a few of your brothers and sisters that's truly going to sincerely love Yahweh and going to be truly faithful to him. So that's why you're not going to have an excuse. No one of us going to have an excuse. Our ancestors are not going to have an excuse. I've never seen where in the word of Yahweh, not one verse, not one mumbling word, where he ever said he would exclude or excuse any of us. I've never seen that. Yahweh is going to judge every man according to his way and according to his doings. There won't be no excuse. But there'll always be a few. There's always going to be a few to be a sign for Israel that truly we could have kept the law and that we could have been part of the remnant. And I'm praying to Yahweh we be part of it. But this is what Yah said again in the third verse. He said, now for a long season, for a long time, Israel have been without the true Elohim and without a teaching priest and without law. But when they, in their trouble, did turn unto Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. So in other words, he's concluding and letting you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, if you seek him, because there was few that sought him, as you're reading. And when they sought him, the scriptures say they were found of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yahweh. He said in the fifth verse, and in those times, there was no peace to him that went out or to him that came in. But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries, and nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for Elohim did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Hallelujah. So in other words, my people, Yahweh is letting us know that if you work hard toward keeping his law, toward being sincere and faithful to him, Yahweh has got some rewards. Did you hear what I'm saying? If you want some awards or rewards, Yahweh got them. He's going to have them. And believe you me, he lets us know that some things have never been spoken of before, never been seen. Do you understand? That Yahweh has in store for those that fear him and keep his commandments. Because a lot of our people don't even know their purpose in the world. Don't even really know the bottom line of why they were born. But Yahweh actually lets us know why we were born. Let's go to Ecclesiastes, and let's go to the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes and see what thus said Yahweh concerning what I just said. Some people have committed suicide and never knew what their purpose was in the world. They never sought it. Because all y'all telling you to do is seek him. And what did he say he'd do? He said, and you shall be found of him. And he means that. And Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. For if he said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, shall he not make it good? Yahweh is going to make his word good. Believe you me, he's going to make his word good. Ecclesiastes 12, the 13th verse. This is what it says. It says, here, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. He's going to judge every work. See, and keep that word in mind, work. Because a lot of our people don't know what kind of work we need to be doing. Because I'm telling you, my people, and I can't too often emphasize it, the word, the truth of Yahweh, his truth, his word, is precious today. It's not everywhere that you get the pure truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's rare. It's as rare as as few people that Yahweh is going to save that he called the remnant. For instance, let's go to 1 Samuel, the third chapter. Let's go to 1 Samuel, the third chapter. I'm going to show you how consistent what I'm saying is. In 1 Samuel, the third chapter, we're going to read something that we need to see because it's very important. And let's see what thus said Yahweh. Let's check and see how his words are line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And it says in 1 Samuel, the third chapter, 1 Samuel, the third chapter, the first verse, this is what it reads. And the child Samuel ministered unto Yahweh before Eli. And the word of Yahweh was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Hallelujah. You see what I mean? And the word of Yahweh was precious in those days. There was no open vision. So in other words, it wasn't like you could just go anywhere and get the word of Yahweh, like many Christians believe they can. They can go and feel like they can go to any church and get the word of Yahweh. They believe they can get salvation through a church, through a mosque. Do you understand, my people? Because the word of Yahweh is precious today. And people are going places, but they ain't going to the right place. They're not hearing the words of the true and living Elohim. It's obvious, because if they did, you know what some of the things they would be doing? They would put Christ, Yahshua, Yahushua, Yahuwah, all of these funny names they've given to the false God that they were taught from the plantations that died for their sins, because they beat that into us as slaves. They would throw the image, the cross, the same symbol that the Ku Klux Klan was burning in our yards just a few years ago. They would take that cross, which is a graven image, because that's where you find crosses at. You find them at the graveyard. Just go to most any graveyard, and in most every graveyard, you're going to see the same image that some of you all are wearing around your neck right now, and claim that you're worshiping God, that you're serving the Most High, and you don't realize that you're living a lie, because Yahweh has considered this a graven image. Do you understand? It's so important that we understand this. And this is what I want you to see in Amos. Let's go to Amos, the third chapter of Amos, and see furthermore what thus said Yahweh concerning his words. Because like I said, some people don't realize just how precious the words of the true and living Elohim is. Well, I'm going to show you that Yahweh prophesied, because there's nothing new under the sun. And I've just read to you how precious his words were. But understand, look what the true and living Elohim said in Amos, the 8th chapter. Yahweh lets us know something quite important as a prophecy. He told us in the 11th verse. He said, "Behold, the days come, said Yahweh Elohim, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of Yahweh." Wow. "And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of Yahweh and shall not find it." Hallelujah. My goodness. Why do you think Yahweh told the prophet Isaiah, my people, in Isaiah, the 55th chapter? Turn there, turn there. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. I'm going to show you just how precious the words of Yahweh is. Now, if that don't show you, I don't know what is. If that don't show you that only a few call the remnant that Yahweh has promised to save, I don't know what will. He said, it's going to be a famine. He said, this famine ain't going to be your regular famine, like there's no food, because we can see that truly there's plenty of food. There's so much food that a lot of our people are obese. from overeating. So we can clearly see it's not going to be a famine of food. And as far as things to drink, you name it, they got it for sale. But Yahweh is speaking of a hunger and a thirst for the most important thing we should want to consume. And here it is. Yahweh is speaking of the word of Yahweh. His word. That's how precious his word is right now. And believe you me, as he just said, it's going to be. In Isaiah, the 55th chapter, this is what the true and living Elohim lets us know. And this is a warning to us all. In the 6th verse, this is what it says. And we're going to be opening our phone lines up in approximately 23 minutes. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Isaiah, the 55th chapter, the 6th verse, this is what it reads. It says, "Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." You notice he ain't saying that for nothing. Can't we see the consistency of his words? How there were times in our history, as it is this day, where his word was precious. Do you understand, my people? But of course, in the future, there's going to be a time where the word of Yahweh is going to be everywhere, because all nations are going to serve Yahweh. All knees going to bow to our Elohim. Do you understand? But they're teaching you that in the New Testament, that every knee going to bow to Yeshua. Every tongue going to swear to Christ. But maybe you need to see that. I believe I'm going to have to show you that before it ends. For all my brothers and sisters that believe in JC, Christ, Yahshua, Yahushua, whatever name you want to give him, I'm going to show you just how they have spoken great words against the Most High, your maker, the one who woke you up today. I'm going to show you. So, because that's why I want my beloved brothers and sisters whom I love dearly that are messianic and believe in the Jewish way and the Judeo-Christian way and two book and believe in the New and the Old Testament, as man called it, which is Holy Scriptures, that believe in the whole book, then I want you to call too and ask a question or set me straight on something you see that's right and I'm wrong. You just call 323, area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. Hey, we love you. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. No matter who you are, even if you are of another nation, give me a call. We would love to hear from you. Because I don't know nothing else more precious to talk about than the most precious words there is. And that's the word of Yahweh. And you just read what Yahweh said, that there's going to come a day where there's going to be a famine, not of bread and water. But Yahweh said, but for hearing the word of Yahweh. I'm telling you, that's deep. My people, don't you know, right now we already at the brink of a famine of this word, because you can't go everywhere. You can't go everywhere and claim you worshiping Yahweh in pure, whole truth. Again, the 6th verse of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, the Creator said, "Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Because what is the opposite of this? Don't wait too late where you look for him, as it says in Amos 8, and you won't find him. You won't find his word. You better call on him now
while he's near. So in other words, everybody, a whole lot of people claim they praying to Yahweh. But let me give you something to note. Put a footnote by this. Put a footnote. We're going to go right back to this and read out the whole verse. But I want you to see this. Go to Proverbs, the 28th chapter of Proverbs, and you got to see this one verse. And I remember this verse right here was one of the most powerful verses I ever heard in my life when it comes to praying to the mighty Yahweh. And I'll never forget it, and I hope you don't need it. And it's in Proverbs, the 28th chapter, the 9th verse. This is what it reads. It says, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." Let me read that again. "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law," from listening to the, just from even hearkening to listen to the law, to incline your ear just to hear his law, "even his prayers," it's going to be an abomination to the Creator. So if you're not truly seeking Yahweh with all your heart, and he told us never to lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. He said, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil." Get away from evil, because it's an evil thing, my people. An evil thing. For when you hear the word of the one who woke you up and you turn a deaf ear to it, do you understand? You don't want to hear the word of the Almighty. You don't want to hear the law. You don't want to hear a teacher teach you that you shouldn't eat pork. A teacher teach you that there's no Elohim but Yahweh, so therefore, if you got another God, you better throw him in the garbage where he belongs. Because on the day that Yahweh get ready to bring us out of this place, must I say, and it ain't long from now, my people, you don't want to be on the end when we get ready to get judged in the wilderness. You don't want to be on the end where the people that are going to be forsaken. You don't want to be where the people are not going to have nothing to eat. See, Yahweh actually speaks of what he's going to do for those when he get ready to take his people to the wilderness to be judged. Because at that time, it won't be no teaching lessons. So you're getting your teachings is right here. See, that's why the new covenant, that's how you know that we're not under no new covenant. Like our people say, the New Testament is the new covenant. That's the biggest lie in the world. Because the new covenant is that Yahweh is simply going to write his law in every one of our inward parts and write it on our hearts. And he won't have to worry about you and me sinning against him. Because within your heart and your mind, your soul, your legs, your knees, your thighs, your ankles, your foot, your toes, you're going to know to walk, talk, and do the law of Yahweh. You don't have to worry about no temptations, because it'll only be righteous people there. Oh, that's over. You would have passed the test. You would have been amongst the best, called the remnant. Hallelujah. If you want to be part of the remnant, I want you to call today. Area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we want you to express yourself and tell us, do you want to be part of the remnant? Yes or no? Do you know what it takes to be part of the remnant? Or whatever you'd like to say according to this subject, do you feel free to call? Or anything else? But you just heard it. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. That means Yahweh will consider your prayers despicable if when he found out he was supposed to keep the Sabbath, that you just continue to work. That you found out you don't supposed to eat pork, that you continue to eat your ham sandwich. That you found out that you, brothers, were supposed to let your hair and your beard grow and not shave it bald like a heathen, like a little boy. And you just decide because the job is going to pay you $150,000 a year, and they told you you got to be clean shaven, and you went on with it anyway, then shame on you. Isaiah, the 55th chapter, the 7th verse. Look what Yahweh told us. He said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. He said he will abundantly pardon. He will forgive our sins. And that's what the new covenant is about. Yahweh said he would forgive our iniquities and remember our sins no more. Letting you know we're still sinning. We're definitely not under no new covenant. And the New Testament does not equate to the new covenant. By the way, and you got plenty of people that claim that they're under the new covenant. When in Jeremiah 31, the Creator gives the recipients, the only recipients who would receive that covenant. And did you know the remnant is the only one of the house of Israel and the house of Judah? They are the only ones recorded to receive this covenant. Hallelujah. Read it for yourself in your spare time. All you got to do is go to the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter and the 31st verse, and you'll see that only Israel, the house of Judah, and the house of Israel, they're the only recipients that are going to receive the new covenant. So all of you all, my brothers, that think you're under a new covenant, think that right now that you don't have to keep the law, or that somebody died for your sins, you have been sadly lied to and mistaken. Furthermore, I made a promise that I was going to show you something, but first I got to show you the truth. Look what it says in Isaiah, the 45th chapter. Let's go there together. Isaiah, the 45th chapter. And we're going to read something that is profound. Something that you need to see. It's amazing how, as Yah said in Daniel, the 7th chapter, he said the fourth beast, and that is the Roman Empire. And that's what America is, nothing but a remnant of the broken Roman Empire, because the empire was built upon religion and idolatry. And that's what is thriving in this country right now. That's why our brothers and sisters are lost. That's why we can't come together, because they have been engulfed in believing that someone died for their sins, not knowing that Yahweh said every man dies for his own sin. But nevertheless, let's see what thus said Yahweh in the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter. Let's read something that is profound beyond the shadow of a doubt about the Creator, that everyone in the entire earth is going to know about. And here it is, starting at the 22nd verse. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am Yahweh Elohim, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Hallelujah. Praise be Yahweh. Do we believe that? Do we really believe that only to Yahweh every knee gonna bow and every tongue is going to swear? They gonna confess the name of Yahweh. Every knee, my knee, all our knees gonna bow to the mighty Yahweh, whether you believe it or not. But guess what? Let me show you, like Daniel said in Daniel the 7th chapter, he said that the fourth beast will speak great words against the Most High. Did you hear me? Great words against the Most High. Now understand something. All you got to go is go to the book of Philippians. Let's go to Philippians right quick. Philippians 2. Let's go there and see in the New Testament what it says in Philippians. Now think about it. The book of Philippians is not the word of Yahweh. But guess what? This is the words that's speaking against Yahweh. And let me prove my point. For all my brothers that believe in this New Testament, you just heard your Elohim, your God, the mighty one, the Holy One of Israel, speak to you with his mouth and say it unto him, every knee gonna bow. Because all of us, a lot of us that have any consciousness, we want to go home. We want to be part of the remnant. So if you want to be part of the remnant, you better do what the remnant is going to know to do. And they're going to own it by the Yahweh. But if you got in your mind that you're going to bow to somebody else, then guess what? You have forsaken Yahweh. And Yahweh said, if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Philippians, the 2nd chapter. Look what it says in the 9th verse. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Isn't that something? You mean the name of Yahshua, Christ, J-E-S-U-S, Yahushua, Yahuwah, all these names. You believe that that name is more important than Yahweh's name, who named you? Oh, my goodness. 10th verse. That at the name of J-E-S-U-S. Now, this is a Greek name, first of all. Second of all, there were no letter J's in the Hebrew language. That's second of all. And third of all, how in the world is a creature going to be above and more important than the Creator? Please, somebody, if somebody believe this, call me at 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. Look, we're going to put you at the front of the line. You will be the first caller because we want you. We got to hear from you. If you believe this, that at the name of J-E-S-U-S, some people say they translate it. They say his name is Yahshua. That Yahshua is a name above every name. Well, if Yahweh got a name, and you're going to tell me that his name is above Yah's name? Please, I want to hear from you. That at the name of J-E-S-U-S, every knee should bow. Keep that in mind. And of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that J-E-S-U-S, Christ, is L-O-R-D to the glory of G-O-D, the Father. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. You know, when Marcion and the Piso family wrote this book, I know they were just laughing up a storm. And believe you me, the white man is laughing at you, brothers and sisters, that believe this lie. Because at one time, let me humble myself. I was in the church. I believed this stuff myself. But guess what? Praise Yahweh. He opened my eyes to see the truth. That there's no one more precious and above, and that anybody going to bow a knee to, and that's worthy to get bowed to, than the mighty Yahweh, my maker. I would have to be a darn fool to believe any creature is above its own creator. Only a darn fool would believe this. But, must I say, who knows? I'm giving you the opportunity. If still you would like to come and call me and say that you believe this, that every tongue should confess. Now, you notice there's a difference between shall. When Yahweh said in Isaiah, the 45th chapter, he said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall. That means they will. Because whatever he said, shall he not do it? And whatever he spoke, shall he not make it good? See, every knee gonna bow to Yahweh. But you could trust this. And that ought to be one thing. It should only take this for you to change. If you was believing this before you heard this broadcast, and you listen to this, and you still believe this, you need to do some soul searching. You really do. Because ain't no way, and I know I'm appealing to your heart right now and to your intellect, that if you believe this, truly, you're asking the Creator to forsake you because you truly have forsaken him. Because Yahweh clearly told you, and it ain't but one Yah. He's not three. Just read Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 4th verse. See for yourself. See, he told us forever. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, hear, O Israel, Yahweh, your Elohim, is one Yah, just one. He not two, he not three, he's one. Hallelujah. So all that stuff, that's right, and I know, and I hope you're all able to swallow what I'm finna say. But the Father, the Son, and the Ghost, they were just that little threesome, that triple play. Them three lies that they said was one, it's just a lie. Because Yahweh is Elohim alone. And beside him, there is none else. And Yahweh is too jealous to give his glory to another, nor his praise to graven images. He won't do it. You white, but he won't. And I'm glad about it. Y'all said every knee gonna bow to him. But look at this. It says every knee gonna bow to the name of a Greek god. And they try to put a Hebrew name, oh, Yahshua. And some of you all fell for it. But I just want you to explain how this name is going to be above the name of Yahweh. Please do that, because I want to hear from you. Because right now, we're not going to delay. We're opening the lines up right now. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418 and hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. And right now, we're going to area code 202. Shalom, shalom. You are on the air.
Ah.
Shalom, shalom. This sounds like Brother Ovaya.
Hi.
Is this Brother Ovaya?
Yeah, this is me from Washington, D.C., the headquarters of this nation iniquity. Yeah, that's just
what
it is.
That.
Let me tell you something. You know what, you must have, you know, you really, I mean, it was confirmed what you said today. Praise Yah, man. The opportunity. Yahweh gave me the opportunity. I was part of the Messianic teaching in the name of, you know, Yahshua and Yah. But I thank and praise Yah. He gave me an opportunity to speak, Yah. I mean, you hear me, brother? Look at him.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs 30, it says, what did it say? It said, if every man, I mean, if anyone speaks, what's that, 30 verse? Go ahead here. I gave him this. Every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou shalt be found a liar. Let me tell you, look at here. I went to Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. You said, out of Egypt, we'll be calling my son. Oh, you know, they know that, you know. Because, see, they know I used to be a part of it, but they allowed me to speak. Whoa, I got the opportunity. Then I hit him with Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. And I said, my child Israel, praise God. They looked at that. Then I went back to Proverbs. This was less than 9 minutes, hear me? Then I went to Proverbs chapter 30 again, verse 4. And I said, well, who ascended up into heaven and descended, or descended, who has gathered the wind and the sense, who has found the waters in the garments?
Yes.
Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is the son's name? If thou could tell thee. Let me tell you, look here. I told them, and they always believe that Yahweh is the Father. Okay.
Yes.
These are the people. And they, but when I said, but what is the son's name? Some of them say, Yahshua. I said, no, Israel. I said, now you think about this difference between the concubine. Don't you know it got silent in that church? You hear me?
I can imagine.
Well, they gave me a think about it. So I don't know if they want me back next week, but, you know, Yahweh had me go up there, and I just gave me the opportunity to speak, and I hold my ground, praise God. And so they was like, whoa, we didn't know you were going to come out like that, praise God. But I just had to give a little testimony on that. I just thank and praise Yah, because, you know, it's people who ain't.
Well, praise
you know,
the mighty Yahweh, brother. Praise Yahweh that the Almighty has blessed you with understanding, and praise Yahweh because all of us have been in the shoes just about. I'll say all of us just about have been in the shoes of believing these lies and deceits. And for and as Yah said, he said, the wicked fleeth when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And that's, I praise Yahweh, what I hear from you. He done raised you up to be bolder.
Yeah, and I thank y'all for that, giving me that opportunity, because, you know, I used to be a part of it, and, you know, now I've been serving this over 10 years, praise God. They used to be calling me Elder, you know, my other name, Elder. Then they, when I was saying my name to y'all, then they used to call me Elder Obaya, and then they went there, Obaya, brother, you know. But, man, I thank praise God to put something on their head, because I told them, look here, if you're calling yourself an elder, you must know these things.
Yes,
praise God. You know, I didn't, you know, I just told it, and I told them how to, you know, with love and kindness, and, you know, that it was really, you know, so I know they went and thought about it, because I told them to write it down, have it ready, have your pen and pencil, we're going there. Praise God. But I just wanted to share that, brother, and, you know, you're doing a great job, praise God, you know, and I'm glad you came out with this to make this a confirmed situation, because I'm going to tell you, my people who listen on that air, it's time to wake up, trying to get rid of that paganism that we've been caught up, raised through our family. Break away, people. Break away. Praise God.
Hallelujah, brother. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh, continue, please, to bless and keep you. May the Holy One of Israel bless you to live forever, brother. Stay strong, man.
Praise Yahweh. You too, brother. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. We're going straight to area code 770. Area code 770. Shalom, shalom. You are on the air.
Shalom, shalom. This is Ima Tehila.
Oh, shalom, Sister Ima Tehila. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. This lesson has really, really blessed me, and I give praise to the Holy One of Israel, Yahweh Echad. There's only
Hallelujah.
One.
Hallelujah. Echad. That's right.
Thank you for the thorough study. I only have one question.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
What was the scripture gave about the other deities they competing with? I know it's a chapter 2 and verse 9, but what was the book to compare with what was said in Daniel?
Okay. Are you speaking of to every knee shall bow?
Yeah.
Are you,
every knee shall bow.
Yes, ma'am. That's in the book of the New Testament, in the book of Philippians, the second chapter of Philippians.
Second chapter of Philippians.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And you can look at verse 10. That's where
verse
it says, in the name of JC, every knee should bow.
Yeah, because I know the Roman power is competing against Yah by twisting the scriptures that is recorded in Torah. So I understand that, and I thank the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, for pulling me out of that deception. I am
Hallelujah,
so blessed, and I thank the Most High Yah for using your tongue to speak the truth and only the truth.
Hallelujah, sister. Get at it as an offering to the Most High. And you know I love you very much. And I praise the mighty Yahweh that Yah has blessed you.
I love you and your Yahnees very much.
Hallelujah, sister. Hallelujah. And I praise Yahweh that he bless you to make it through from the thing that happened. This, you told me what had happened to you, sister. And I'm going to tell you, number love for you. And we've been praying for you. And praise Yahweh, you're sounding real strong and good.
Hey,
so may Yahweh continue the blessing to you.
That was a powerful lesson.
Hallelujah, sister.
Because
Hallelujah.
There's a lot of times we read the scriptures, but we really don't absorb the power of the scripture until it's breaking down, like you break it down.
Well, hallelujah, sister. Praise the mighty Yahweh, and it's beautiful hearing from you.
Okay, Toda Rabbah.
Toda Rabbah. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. We appreciate our beloved sister. And we're about to go right now to area code 803. Shalom, shalom. You on there?
Shalom, shalom, Brother Elkanah. This is Brother Cam Emmanuel.
Hey, my beloved brother. How you doing? Good to hear from you again.
You too, my brother. And I want to give praise by saying hallelujah to the Most Holy of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I was able to have fellowship, brother, with Brother Marvin Mercier, Brother John Mercier, Sister Yael, and their family.
Hallelujah!
And,
Hallelujah!
We shared great fellowship in the name of Yah.
Hallelujah, brother! Hallelujah,
brother! Hallelujah! And what I wanted to tell you, brother, I was talking to Sister Ima today from Cincinnati.
Yes, sir.
And we were talking about how the condition our people are in the church, right?
Yeah.
It seems as though we worship the slave masters, gods, three gods, better than he does.
Yes, we do.
We got television shows called Sunday's Best and all this other kind of stuff, man. That's just killing our people. If our people don't wake up soon, there's gonna be a lot of them that's not gonna make it.
You're right. You're absolutely right, brother. Our people shout, and I'm talking about jump over benches, and I'm talking about saying to the best of their ability to JC better than they ever praised the Almighty Yahweh. And little do they know that Yahweh gave them that voice to praise him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the thing is, too, I've been in church, man, where they be turning flips and putting on all kinds of shows and stuff, man, but they're going to have to wake up and stop doing this, man. They're not going to make it. And I'd be out there trying to talk to all my brothers, man, and they just act like, all right, nobody don't seem to be waking up, but maybe a few that really want to hear the message.
Yes, sir. You're right, brother. You're right. You're absolutely right. And that's why it's incumbent upon us to get this word out. And so I praise the Almighty for the avenue that he has given us to be able to even speak it.
Yes. Yeah, we're doing a lot of work for our brothers and stuff out there, man. They just gotta wake up. Cause when I took to hearing this, man, I took it and I ran with it, man. I wish a lot of our brothers would do the same, man, because this is an awesome message that we're getting, and also find out that we are God's true people.
Hallelujah, praise Yah.
That's
praise
what I,
that's the mighty
what I
Yah for what you said, brother, because that's right on the money. We are His people. And as we was talking in certain scriptures, the Creator tell you that His word is precious. And there's various generations where His words have been precious. And His word is precious now. It's very precious because a lot of people think that they learn the truth and they be saying the name of Yah and they find out that they are Hebrew Israelites. And next thing you know, they find themselves right back into Christianity, turned black, and believing in some Yahshua because you still haven't done away with the doctrine and
that's
the false
right.
God.
That's right. Yeah, I want to tell you that, brother, and I want to also tell you, man, you're doing a good job, my brother, man. Keep on feeding our people the knowledge that Yahweh has supplied to you. And I'm going to get off the air. I'm going to tell you I love you, brother. And you keep
love
on
you
doing
too.
What you're doing, man. We got you got
praise the mighty Yahweh. I love you too, brother. Stay strong. Yahweh bless and keep you.
Yes, brother. You too. And shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. I praise the almighty Yahweh that he has blessed us to be able to bring this word because it's so important. And we don't realize just how much, and that's why I'm telling any of our people right now, I don't care who it is, truly, if you want to be part of the remnant and express yourself, you can do that. If you think that Christ is the one you're going to have to bow to, I want you to call as well. If you think every knee going to bow to the name of Yahshua or J-E-S-U-S, please call us so that we can talk about it and maybe you can show us something that we just didn't know. Call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. But in the meantime, we got to go back to the phone lines because they're hot right now. And we're going to area code 513. Shalom, shalom. You are on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Marek.
Shalom, shalom, my beloved sister Elder. Hadia, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm loving this this broadcast. I'm loving the people calling in, the brothers that were saying he was dealing with the church. I mean, it just touches my heart to see brothers out there being the lions that Yah intended for them to be. That gives me so much hope. And I praise Yah for you. Yes, sir. I praise Yah for you. I praise Yah for, you know, I'm just thinking about my sister and her that, you know, she's praising Yah now. And I remember a time when she wasn't and she praising Yah strong. And I mean, it just overwhelms my heart. I have so much. Such a testimony, and I ain't got time to give it, but I just want to praise Almighty God.
You can
bring it up.
Bring on, sister, anything you want to say, queen, you go right
you
on.
Know,
I just want you to know, and
you
I
know
love Elder Norma too, your sister.
Well, I love being in the sanctuary, and I want to be a part of the remnant so bad. I pray that y'all get my heart ready, whatever I got to do. I want to be a part of the remnant, and I just want to you know, I can't pass up an opportunity when you ask people to call in and say whether they want to be a part because I want to be a part and I want to be, I want to be in that number. And I praise
Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, sister. I pray to Yahweh that you be in it, your whole family, my family, all the brothers and sisters that's calling in and listening in, all the brothers and sisters who we don't even know of our people that Yahweh going to bless. One day to go back home if we turn back to his commandments and our brothers and sisters who have passed on, I pray that any of them that he choose, that all of us will be part of that great remnant. I pray for my sister and my wife, my father, my sister, my brother, and all my family as well. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all. Love you, Moray. Love you.
Love you, sister. Take care. Yahweh bless and keep you. Stay strong.
You too.
Shalom,
shalom,
shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. I tell you, I truly, truly praise Yahweh because of how wonderful he has been to us. And us even being wanting to know what it means to be part of a remnant, what it means to be part of a few. Well, the first thing you should see in order for you to realize how it's going to be only a few. Let me show you on just what Yahweh said on how it's going to be when the people that he killed. Let's see what he said about those that he's not going to spare. that he's not going to say, because we got to look at both sides. In order for us to realize how few of our people are going to be saved, we better see how many of our people are going to be killed. And Yahweh actually has a verse about that statement. And it's recorded in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter. You got to see this. You got to see this. Let's see the term that Yahweh uses when it comes to when he get ready to kill our people and the world for not keeping his laws. Look what the true and living creator said, and we're going to go back to the phone line. Yahweh said in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, he said in the 15th verse, "For behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many." Woo. That's the term you look it up, my people. Look up the word, the Hebrew word for many in this verse. See what you get and find. Like Yah said, seek him while he may be found. Like Yahweh said, every word of Elohim is pure. Check out that word many. See what you see for the meaning of it. He said, "From by fire and by sword, Yahweh will plead with all flesh." Plead don't mean beg. Plead don't mean to plead in the English, but it means to judge. He's telling you what he's going to judge by. His sword and fire, because he's a consuming fire. And the slain of Yahweh, he said, it shall be many. Wow. What can I say, my people? What can I say on that? Not nothing. Right now, we're going right straight to the phone lines to area code 678. Shalom, shalom. You are on the air.
Shalom, shalom. Moray, Moray, Moray.
Oh, man.
Yes, I've been listening to people call in. I mean, and listening to the word. Moray, it's so wonderful to hear someone to tell the truth after looking for the truth for so many years.
Yeah.
And it's the truth. I remember when I was a little girl, my mother said, the truth, when you hear the truth, your whole body responds to it.
That's right.
And the word that you bring with us says, "Yah, Moray, I just want to say, and I know you are, I believe you are, keep it up. You and Yanis, y'all tell the truth, y'all speak the truth, y'all walk the truth." And I praise Yah that he blessed me to be in the company of some righteous people.
Hallelujah, sister. We feel the same way about you and your whole family.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. I'm going to get off the phone. I just wanted to tell you, it was a wonderful lesson today, and I hope that so many people hear and listen.
Well, praise Yahweh, sister, for those beautiful words. And let me tell you, you and your sister, truly, in the congregation of the House of Israel of Atlanta, has been nothing but a blessing. If only people knew that you sisters, who are elders, you come there, you sacrifice your time for nothing, for truly free, to teach the little children in the congregation, to teach the sister, little girls how to be able to walk and to talk in society in righteousness, being able to say things that they hadn't been saying and knowing before, and how to conduct themselves. Y'all have been and are a treasure to the word of the Most High and to the House of Israel of Atlanta and to our people. So I just want to tell you how much I love and appreciate both of y'all. Praise
Yahweh. We love you, Maureen. I praise Yah because I, too, want to be a part of the remnant.
That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. I do too, sister. I want my wife, family, my father, sister, brother, uncle, all my relatives, your relatives, and all our people who Yahweh will choose, dead or alive, I want us all to be part of that remnant. So that's why we're doing this broadcast. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. I'm going to say
hallelujah.
Shalom.
I love you, sister. Stay strong.
I'm with you all.
Good
love
talking
you.
To you, too. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. My goodness, it's been a power-packed program, and it's not over yet. Because truly, when I read to you the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, truly, truly, that's a sad verse, because Yahweh said he's going, the slain of Yahweh going to be many. And to hear my beloved sister, Elder Naomi, just then, and Elder Hadia, to say the beautiful things of how they appreciate our beloved brothers that call in and have learned to turn to Yahweh and speaking his words, and the brothers and sisters at the House of Israel of Atlanta, because we had brothers together just last week. We had a wonderful time. We were eating together as brothers of the House of Israel of Atlanta, and we praised the mighty Yahweh for our brothers at the House of Israel of Atlanta. We praise the Almighty Yahweh for our beloved brother Habakkuk. He just, him and his family had to leave out of town for a week to be able to go to a funeral, and our hearts and prayers are with them, because we praise Yahweh for them and all the brothers and sisters that have beautiful spirits that's at the House of Israel of Atlanta. And you brothers and sisters that listen in on this broadcast, and some of you brothers and sisters that listen in to the Sabbath class, we love and appreciate you all, because Yahweh wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves, and we're supposed to be a family. We're supposed to be gathering ourselves together in unity, dwelling together in unity, together as one, doing the same thing. Because Yahweh told us, how can two walk together except they be agreed? The scriptures say, how long will we be torn between two opinions? If you're going to serve Yahweh, serve him. If you're going to serve B-A-L, if you're going to serve B-A-A-L, if you're going to serve J-E-S-U-S, if you're going to serve Yeshua, if you're going to serve A-L-L-A-H, then serve him. But those that are going to serve Yahweh, stand up, be bold as a lion, because believe you me, Yahweh is watching us to see just how we're going to be when it comes to him. Because when we pray to him, we want him to respond. Well, guess what? He's watching to see what we're going to do for him. Yahweh asked a question in the book of Malachi that I love, this question. And it's profound. I want us to go to Malachi right now, the last book of Holy Scriptures. And you've got to see this question in the first chapter of Malachi, and see what thus said Yahweh concerning this great thing that he said. He said in the sixth verse, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear, said Yahweh of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. That's talking about some of you preachers, especially my own brothers. Some of you pastors and evangelists, you so-called Kohens and reverends and bishops, don't you know you come from a family of Hebrew Israelites by birth? Don't you know you come from a family that carries the blood of the priests of Yahweh, of the prophets of Yahweh? You notice how they say the prophets of another deity. So Yahweh, I find it very understandable for him to ask us, just like a son would honor his father and a servant, a slave would honor his master. Y'all said, if I be the father, because you got Christian of our brothers and sisters that they say they know they love the father, but they love the son too. And they don't even know who the Son of Yahweh is. They don't even know that they themselves, the so-called African Americans, and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the earth, they don't even know that they are the sons and daughters of the true and living Elohim. They don't even know it. It's sad. It's a shame that they don't know this. But that's why it's incumbent upon us to continue to bring forth the words of the true and living Elohim. Because they don't even know. Furthermore, let's see what Yahweh told us in the book of Ezekiel, the 14th chapter, before we close out. And of course, we have a few minutes left for any of those that would like to still give a comment, or those that would dispute what I said and says that they're going to bow to Christ no matter what, that they're going to bow to Yahushua or Yahshua no matter what, and that you don't, and you believe that verse, and that you truly believe that his name is higher than Yah's name. I mean, really, just please call 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your confession on the air. We're going to put you straight up the list. Let's see what thus said Yahweh, because it's very important that we understand the words of the true and living Elohim. It's very important that we understand the word of Yahweh concerning how he feels about us and the things that he has said that he's going to do for us if we keep his commandments. Ezekiel, the 14th chapter, this is what Yahweh said. And this is his words. He said in the 12th verse, the word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, said Yahweh. Hallelujah. So in other words, what is Yah saying? He's saying that if the land sinned, he said, and he caused northern beasts and the pestilence and famine. In other words, he said, even if Noah, Daniel, and Job, some of the three most righteous men that ever walked the face of this earth, even if they was in the land, if they was in the earth, they couldn't save their sons or their daughters, but they could only save their own souls by their own righteousness. That's why I want you to look at verse 22. Yahweh said, yet behold, therein shall be left a remnant that shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth unto you, and you shall see their way and their doings, and you shall be comforted concerning the evil that I've brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it. And they shall comfort you when you shall see their ways and their doings, and you shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, said Yahweh Elohim. Hallelujah. Let me quickly translate this in case you don't know. Yahweh saying that truly only a remnant of our people are going back. And he said they're going to be made up of both sons and daughters. And our people are going to see their ways and their doings as they're doing today, through hard times, through unemployment, through low wages, through discrimination, exploitation, and subjugation. They still kept the Sabbath. They worshiped Yahweh on the Sabbath. They wore their fringes. They loved their brothers and sisters. They didn't wear mingled clothes. They didn't work on the Sabbath. They wore their beards, the men, and didn't bald their heads. They kept all the laws of Yahweh as Yahweh continued to show them his truth. Yahweh said through all those things, the remnant going to be brought forth. He said that the people, our brothers and sisters who serve Yahshua, JC, and ALLAH, he said they're going to see them and they're going to be comforted. That means they're going to be satisfied when Yahweh has brought evil upon this nation and upon our people as he's doing today. He know, they're going to know that doggone it. I see that my brothers and sisters, through all the hell they were catching, they still kept them commandments. I still seen them driving to the Sabbath class. I still saw them wearing the fringes. I saw them not working on the Sabbath. And I was told that you ain't no way we got to keep the law. The law is done away with. Christ died for our sins. Nobody could keep the law. You broke one law, you're going to die. They done told so many lies on the Most High, it's a shame. But he said that our brothers and sisters are going to see that Yahweh, as he said in the 23rd verse, has not done without cause. That means that Yahweh has not done without a good reason everything he did to us as a people, because it was completely justified, because we could have kept the law. Hallelujah. I pray to Yahweh that every of my people that hear the sound of my voice, that all of y'all will be part of the remnant, all of us, and those that can't hear my voice right now, that all the brothers and sisters whom Yahweh will choose, that all of us will be part of that great remnant of the righteous going home. Praise Yahweh. And what better song to leave you with? The song of Exodus. But before we leave you with it, we want to read Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 8th verse. It reads, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the words of our Elohim shall stand forever." On behalf of the entire house of Israel of Atlanta,
all to to the land.
Movement of God's people, yeah. Come on. All right. Ready to go home, y'all.
Yeah. They say the clock is ticking for the righteous and the wicked. We all gotta get right with y'all. Do it now before it's too late. Huh? Let's go.
Do it now, cause we ain't got time to wait.
We
get right
time
with the Most High, don't procrastinate.
Don't
if you wait until tomorrow, it might be
wait
too late. You
be
never know when
yeah
the day is gonna
be
judgment day. So do it now,
don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate.
Pick up the pace,
get going against the clock.
Against
and
the clock
is winning the
it's
race
winning.
And I know you heard
know you
that
heard
it's never too late
never.
But that's a lie, cause it's
a
deadline that we gotta face. Judgment day's only done by the righteous one. Yahweh, and it ain't no man that don't sin is none.
Never.
So turn back to Yahweh while he is near. Cause when he gone, you gon' be stuck in your deepest fears. I'm trying to be upright and stay away from them down
ones.
Who when Yah calls, they
wicked
giving
doors
him the down tone.
Ooh.
And I call on Yah with a spirit that you want.
And I gladly say,
Yahweh never left me alone.
Never.
And he never condoned.
He never.
To them phonies trying to claim the throne.
Yahweh eternal, that could never be a clone.
The bottom is fit to stay home.
But when they learn
that they will burn eternally if they don't turn,
to
do it now. Cause we ain't got time to wait. Get right with the Most High. Don't procrastinate.
Don't do
if
it.
You wait until tomorrow, it might be too late.
It
you never
be
know when the day is gonna
know
be judgment day. So
don't
do it now. Cause we ain't got time to wait.
No time
get
to
right
wait
with the Most High. Don't procrastinate.
Right.
If you wait until tomorrow, it might
wait
be too late.
Might
you never
late
know when
yeah
the day
yeah
is gonna be judgment day. So do it.
Track
for the words of the Most High. If we magnify
God's
laws, we can multiply. How can we stand if we divided? We should be united according to the writings.
So
think they
thou
more righteous, holier than thou. But Yahweh never made them holy. The Pope is a joke, and you rappers are nothing but phonies. The biblical scholars, you would never get no honor unless you bow down and worship my
Abba.
It's time to pay homage to the one that brought us out of bondage.
Egypt.
What wisdom knowledge that you can't learn from any college.
None.
Keeping us clean and keeping us polished and ready for war.
I'm ready.
And we gon' fight
till we ain't gotta fight no more.
The trumpets are blowing.
Hear that?
Our sins are glowing. We gotta right our wrongs like the Day of Atonement.
Okay.
Only way we make it home is we humble and meek. We gotta be strong and turn from all iniquity and
do
it
now.
Cause we ain't got time to wait. Get
no
right
time
with the Most High. Don't procrastinate.
No
if you
time
wait until tomorrow, it might be too late.
Your clock is running out.
When the day is gonna be judgment day. So do it now. Cause we ain't got time to
wait.
Get
no
right
man
with the Most High. Don't procrastinate.
No
if you wait until tomorrow, it might be too
having
late.
Money.
You never know when the day is gonna be judgment day. So do it now.
Perfect.
I paint a perfect picture and I only paint that picture
what
with the Holy Scripture.
Yahweh's
a
word
soldier for Yah,
yeah,
part of his militia.
Yeah.
But we don't worship gold,
nah, we don't worship silver.
We worship the creator of the seas and the rivers.
Ooh.
We worship him with fear, so we tremble, shake, and shiver. We know that he is with us, we know that he delivers. Better days gonna come and the land which he will give us. But until then, we gotta be patient, gotta show
no hesitation.
Break the bond that we had made with Satan. They worship the creation,
man, beast, and even the consummation.
What's wrong with this nation and this generation? They showing self-hatred when in a race
they hate themselves.
We wickedness and breaking, so his wrath is what we facing. His wrath is blazing, and we don't really
want to
taste it. Do it now, cause we ain't got time to wait.
Get
no right
time
with the Most High, don't
no
procrastinate.
Don't
if
do
you wait
now
until tomorrow, it might be you never know when the day is gonna be judgment day. So do it now, cause we ain't got time to wait.
Time
get right
money
with the Most High,
time
don't procrastinate. If you wait until tomorrow, it might
wait
be too late.
Might
you never
late
know when the day is gonna be judgment day. So do it now.